Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Aaron Rodgers gave a press conference yesterday. He gave a press conference. He's back in training camp. Says he's back. He's going to play. He's going to give it his all. That's good. It's good. They're bringing Randall Cobb back. Devontae Adams is now looking like he'll sign. You know, that's all good. All good. But, you know, I got to say about that press conference. I mean, this guy, he comes slouching back from California in a man bun, okay? And he suddenly, the guy's aggrieved because no one's paid attention to him. Hey, he's the MVP. Okay. Well, look at Giannis. Giannis got more attention, and this one got more attention, and people are talking about Trump, and, hey, I'm the MVP. So he goes through this drama. He does a slow strip tease and a feather boa for a couple of months. Then he comes back, and he gives a press conference, 30 minutes. And in this press conference, it's this rambling thing like, well, you know, I got to be consulted more. You know, I'm not saying I need the final thing. And then he goes, I'm concerned about the treatment of outgoing vets. He talks about Clay Matthews. How about A.J. Hawk? Hey, how about Paul Horton? You heard of him? Dig him up. Or how about, you know, maybe Bart Starr can come back as his backup. You know, yeah, there's been a lot of great players in the Green Bay Packers. I've had season tickets since 1988. You know, I remember you go back to the ice ball and all this stuff, but you can't dig them up. You cannot dig them up. And he's sort of going, there was no coherence. And I think my impression was two things. One, very good news. Okay, the guy's back. He's a great quarterback. We need him. But this whole thing was a tempest in a teapot where, you know, he's a diva. And he comes back and he isn't given. Giannis got more attention than he did. Trump gets more attention. He's the MVP. Luke, you're shaking your head. I have a feeling that you got something to say about that.
Oh, Matt, did we watch two different press conferences? I don't know if we watched the same exact thing. Honestly, you sound pretty set in your ways of believing that Rodgers is a diva and this is all his fault and this is his doing. And I'm going to stay in the camp of Rodgers did not want the drama of the offseason. He was not looking for the limelight. He shied away from it when Kenny May, he was on SportsCenter for Kenny May's retirement, his last show. And Rodgers didn't want to talk about it. He refused to talk about it when Kenny May asked about it. Because Rodgers just didn't want to air his grievances out in the public. Everybody's trying to tell me that he wanted to air this dirty laundry. And so the first time that he had the opportunity to sit and have the podium, I thought that it was not a rambling. I thought it was very coherent. I thought he spoke for 32 minutes off the cuff, no notes, with great detail about how in previous instances he thought that he had earned, rightfully so, as in my opinion, the most talented man, and now he may be overshadowed by Patrick Mahomes one day, but the most talented man to play the quarterback position. And he wanted to be able to earn the right to have a little bit more say in some of these decisions. And I don't think that's too much to ask for. I don't think that is something that is that obscene to think about. And as a front office, I think the icing and the cherry on top was the Jordan Love pick without being consulted. And so I think this was kind of a very important press conference. But the important thing that I think about it is Rodgers gave Green Bay a blueprint on how to keep him in Green Bay. If the front office, if Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst listened yesterday to that press conference, they have a blueprint at how to keep the current MVP, the reigning MVP, satisfied and keep him in Green Bay beyond this season. I think that he pretty much laid out all his cards on the table. He let people know where he was coming from, and he pretty much just showed us how we could keep him. There's very minimal things we got to do to keep him happy. We gave up a 6th-round pick to get Randall Cobb back. That's nothing. Like, come on. I don't know.
With Randall Cobb, I'm glad he's back. All I'm saying is there are all these litany of greats in the past, and he's lamenting the passage of time. Look, you're young, and you believe you'll never die because you're young and healthy. And the fact of the matter is you get older, and he's an aging beauty queen, and some Jordy Love comes in, and He goes, this is the handwriting on the wall. This is the handwriting on the wall. And yeah, he says, I wasn't consulted. Well, you know something? A lot of times the CEO of a company hires somebody and they don't ask you, okay? He still has his job, and as long as he can play. Now, you said he's the greatest except for Mahomes. There is a guy named Tom Brady, you know, who does have 7 Super Bowls. I mean,
talented to play the position. I stress that. Tom Brady is the most award-winning quarterback, and this is a debate for a different day. I will argue, though, that if I had to choose for one game always, I would choose Rodgers over Brady, in my opinion, because Rodgers is more talented.
Rodgers guy, because I'm a Packer guy. I would pick any of these guys, and the Packers. But the fact is, there are a lot of great Packers who finally left. You know, Clay Matthews is one of them. I like Clay Matthews quite a bit. I liked him. Jordy Nelson, I liked him quite a bit. I like all these guys. But at some point, they age, you know, and they're younger, stronger people that come along. It's a sad thing. They make a lot of money. They go on and they have car dealerships and stuff like that. What he did is rambling like, well, how about all these people? And I really sat there thinking, what about Ray Nitschke and Paul Hornung?
He didn't play with them. Stop bringing those two up. He didn't play with them. He actually played with Jordy Nelson and he played with Clay Matthews. And his only argument, I think, was had he had the opportunity to consult them, like Jordy Nelson's the best example. Rodgers knew exactly what Jordy would have settled for as a minimum, which Jordy's agent in those discussions between the team and Jordy's agent would have never in a million years shared that information. But Rodgers had that information, and we could have brought Jordy Nelson back for a Super Bowl run still. I believe that we made it either to the second or third round of the playoffs that year, the first year without Jordy, and he was still playing for 2 years after he left Green Bay. So I think Rodgers' only point is he wished that he could have been consulted so that we could have retained some of the core talent that we had around him rather than losing them to other teams in free agency. I don't think a laundry list of dead players.
Damn, you can't cry over spilled milk. Anyway, my feeling was, I'm glad he's back. He is terrifically talented. We need him. You can't go to a Super Bowl with a brand new quarterback, probably, although Love could turn out to be an amazing guy. I hope he is. So there you have it. Aaron Rodgers is back. That is the good news. The good news. And from an aesthetic point of view, listening to him give this man bun type of discourse.
What do you got against the man bun?
You know what we do in Wisconsin? We go to work. That's what we do.
He's a California boy.
Just throw the football.
He's a California boy.
Do the other stuff. Yeah, talk to him. They'll talk to him from now on. But one reason they need a clear salary cap is to pay him. This guy gets a hell of a lot of money. So anyway, final thing in this segment that's very, very good. Joe Biden is right now very close to ordering all federal workers get vaccinated or get regular COVID tests. And this includes everybody, and all these right-wing governors that are anti-maskers and they're anti-vaxxers and all this kind of stuff doesn't do any good, because federal Trump state, and the fact of the matter is, if Joe Biden puts that in by executive order, they will get vaccinated. And if they don't, and they agree to have a straw up their nose every day, well, you know, at some point he's gonna say, you gotta get vaccinated, and the law says he can't. Get vaccinated. These anti-vaxxers are creating a pool for the mutation of the coronavirus. That's all they're doing, and it's endangering everybody, and it's stopping herd immunity. So good for Joe Biden in doing that. Okay, coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.